The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome back to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Still lots to talk about in regards to reviewing free agency with your New York Giants, but today's show is going to have an NFL draft focus to it. Going to have a couple of interviews for you with a couple of wide receiver prospects. Wide receiver is, of course, a somewhat underrated need for your Giants, who have Golden Tate, Sterling Shepard, and Darius Slayton out at wide receiver, but could still use more weapons, more targets for second-year quarterback Daniel Jones as they try to build an offense around his talent, give him as many weapons as possible to go forward with into his second season. Would not expect the Giants to go wide receiver really early in the draft. Simply, they need offensive line help. They need defensive playmakers. They need help in other areas. So I would not anticipate wide receiver being, you know, a first round pick for the Giants or a second round pick, but perhaps in the middle of the draft, round three, round four, anywhere through round seven, you could see the Giants look to supplement the wide receiving group that they currently have now. And both of the players that we're about to talk to are guys who could fit into those areas of the draft. We'll be talking with Isaiah Coulter of Rhode Island, a wide receiver who NFL Hall of Famer and current NFL.com analyst Gil Brandt is really, really enamored with. And we'll be talking to Brandon Polk, who went to Penn State and then transferred as a graduate senior to James Madison University and had a really nice season in 2019. Both of those players are guys who could be on the radar. We'll get a chance to talk to both of those guys, and we'll do that right now. Up first will be my interview with Isaiah Coulter. Hope you enjoy it.
Giants fans, I'm joined now by Isaiah Coulter, wide receiver from Rhode Island and NFL draft hopeful as we approach the 2020 NFL draft. Isaiah, thank you very, very much for joining me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so I have to start here as we chat. I was looking at some information, you know, about you and some of your bio, and you're from Brandywine, Maryland, and I'm a University of Maryland grad. So I've got to ask you, you know, why not the Terps, and how did you end up at Rhode Island?
I would say I kind of flew under the radar in high school. I didn't go to many camps. Rhode Island, they had offered my cousin the year before, and I had went to one of their camps, and then they ended up offering me, and I kind of just ended up there I got a lot of offers from the CAA schools, but I just felt most comfortable in Rhode Island just because I've been there, and my cousin was there, so that's kind of how I got there.
So obviously, you know, in case folks don't know, your cousin, I believe, is Aaron Parker, also wide receiver at Rhode Island, and also prospective, you know, draft hopeful this time around. So I've got to ask, have you guys got a little family competition going on? A little side wager on who gets drafted first?
Nah, we don't got no wager at this moment. But you can say bragging rights. But we kind of just both want to get drafted, and we happy for each other. So that's kind of how we looking at it.
How's that been, you know, spending the last few years, you know, playing basically, you know, playing the same position, you know, playing alongside your cousin, basically? That been an enjoyable experience for you?
Yeah, of course. I can't describe it. It's been amazing just watching him do his thing. He watching me do my thing. We feed off each other. Talk about what we see on the field. It's great.
No little I'm better than you rivalry going on there at all?
Nah, none of that.
you got to keep it low key in the family. You know, you can't be causing any family squabbles there, can you?
Yeah, you got to you got to keep it to yourself.
All right. So I've got to ask you. I read a quote that I don't know if you have seen from Gil Brandt, you know, the Hall of Famer and, you know, former Dallas Cowboys executive. I read a quote about you. I don't know. Is it one you're familiar with, Isaiah?
I'm not sure.
Let me actually read it to you, and I just want to get your reaction. You know, obviously Brandt was a, you know, personnel guy for the Dallas Cowboys for a long time. He's still NFL analyst at this point. And this is what he said to Peter King recently. He said, talking about you, he said, he's a guy we're going to be asking about a year from now. Like, where did he come from? Why did we miss on him? He said, I like these guys who come from a school like Rhode Island with something to prove. I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he could be the DK Metcalf of this draft, which all of that is high praise. You know, what's your reaction to a comment like that?
I'm just glad he turned on my film and saw liking in me and felt like comparing me to one of those top guys, top receivers in the league like DK Metcalf. Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool.
So what if you were to give us a scouting report on yourself, what would that sound like?
It would say I'm a smooth receiver. I can run any route on the tree. Need to get stronger, get better with run after the catch, and I feel like I have a high ceiling. So those are a couple of things I would have to say.
So let me ask you, you know, you're coming from the small school at Rhode Island, and I know you were at the combine and you got a chance to show your stuff a little bit, and NFL teams, you know, have scouted you for a while. But with everything that's going on with NFL teams, you know, with their offices shut down, with pro days shut down, with, you know, with scouts not traveling to any of the workouts, is that a problem for you in terms of, you know, not being able to get in front of teams and not being able to really, you know, help them, you know, get familiar with you at all? Do you feel like that's an issue for you leading into the draft?
I don't think so. Only because they're reaching out now because they can do like phone calls and things like that. And my agent let me know just all the stuff he's hearing back, and he doesn't think it's that big of a problem, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm kind of just keeping faith right now and just staying ready. So I'm not thinking about it too much.
You, how are you handling, you know, all the prep, and you still able to find places to work out and do all of those things?
Yeah, I'm kind of just going to like a local field around my area and just doing like home workouts because all the gyms are closed. So just like body weight stuff and just running around, just staying in shape and staying sharp with my route. So the field part isn't too hard, but the lifting part, you got to kind of figure it out and decide what you want to do but I feel like I'm making it work.
You know, you think about the NFL draft and all the pomp and circumstance that generally goes around it. You know, and obviously that's not going to happen this year. Does that sort of take away a little bit of the excitement, you know, about the whole process or about the whole thing as you look forward to it? Or is it still, you know, obviously, you know, it's been something you've wanted for a long time. Does that not change the perspective at all?
I feel like the draft is like, it's the draft regardless. It's going to be big. It's going to be hype around it. Whether it's live, like fans there live or just over, like on TV with no fans, I feel like it's just an amazing experience just to be a part of it and just to watch it. So I feel like it's going to be special anyways with all this stuff going on. I feel like we need it too, just because just sitting around and things like that, I feel like it'll be good.
So, all right, I want to finish up with a little bit of an offbeat question here for you, Isaiah. When I was at the Combine, I had a chance to talk with one of your Rhode Island teammates, with Kyle Murphy, the offensive lineman, who's also, you know, hoping to be drafted here in a few weeks. And when I talked to Kyle, I asked him kind of a out-of-left-field question. And it comes from something that Joe Judge, the Giants' new head coach, said in his introductory press conference. He said he wanted to hire guys as coaches on his staff who could teach. He said, basically, he said, I don't care if they teach me how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I want to know how well they teach. So I'm curious, and I asked Kyle this question. Tell me how you would make your absolute best peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
First I'll make sure I got the bread ready. Definitely bring out the peanut butter and jelly. Get the knife or whatever you use to spread it with. And then I'm putting the peanut butter on the left bread, and then I'm putting the jelly on the right side. And then I'll put a little bit more jelly, because I like jelly more than peanut butter. So I make sure I'll probably get another scoop of jelly, throw it on the bread, and then I'll flip it over, and then I'll cut it into fours.
Into fours, huh? The funny part is I used to do that to my kids, I used to cut it into little triangles to make it harder for them to eat. But the funny part about that question is every time I ask it, I'm amazed at the detail of that guys will go into, as far as, you know, what slice of bread or what type of bread or which side the peanut butter goes on. I'm amazed by that. It's funny.
Yeah, you got to take it serious.
Hey, you know, it's quality sandwiches. You know, you gotta do it right. So, hey, true. Isaiah, I appreciate your spending some time with me. Best of luck to you. If you happen to land with the Giants, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Thank you much.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, our thanks to Isaiah Coulter for spending some time with us. Let's take a brief break here for a word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back with an interview that I did with James Madison wide receiver Brandon Polk.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on, and there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It was always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast, Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Giants fans, I'm joined now by James Madison wide receiver Brandon Polk, who is hoping to hear his name called somewhere in the latter portion of the upcoming NFL draft. Brandon, thank you very much for joining me today.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your story in case our listeners aren't really familiar. You spent 4 years at Penn State. Had a year of eligibility left because of a medical red shirt, and spent that last year at James Madison University, had a really nice year. I think it was 73 catches, became the first James Madison wide receiver to go past 1,000 yards in receiving yardage. Just tell me a little bit about how moving to James Madison came about, and then we'll talk a little bit about the increased production as well.
Okay, yeah, so, just my time, and I was kind of looking for somewhere to go. Actually had a couple friends that played, or that are still playing now for James Madison. I thought it was just a great fit. You know, they threw the ball a lot, and it was very close to home. I'm only about an hour and 40 minutes away. So I knew that my parents could pretty much come to every game. They did come to every game. And just, you know, academics-wise, they're really good. You know, I wanted to make sure I was going to a school not only just to play football, because I am now currently still in the master's program at the school. And just overall, like, some of the guys there, you know, I knew in high school, so I knew that they were there. And just the coaching staff, when I went there, I just fell in love with them.
What are you getting a master's in, by the way?
Sports and Recreational Leadership.
Nice. Nice. And I think I also read that there were a couple of assistant coaches at James Madison who you were familiar with from Penn State.
Yeah, so Coach Smith, who is now with the Hokies, and Coach Jackson, who's with ODU, actually with Coach Lonnie. So those two were there. They were GAs my freshman year at Penn State, and they were at James Madison last year.
And obviously, you know, it's a little bit lower level of competition, James Madison, you know, from Penn State. So you might have expected, you know, some difference in production, maybe in number of receptions. I think in 4 years at Penn State, you had 27 catches. And then, as we talked about, 73 catches, more than 1,000 yards. But I also read that you said that it wasn't, in your mind, just competition-related. Maybe it was maturity and approach and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, it definitely was, you know, I guess maturity and the way I approached it, because I pretty much knew it was my last shot. I had to go out there. I worked hard every day. My teammates pushed me. I pushed them, you know. So we kind of had that goal. That, I mean, we wanted to get to the national championship. We got there. Obviously, we came up short, but that was the goal. So I knew what it took to be great. I've watched many people, Saquon, Deshaun Hamilton, Chris Godwin, Miles Sanders, Trace McSorley, like Mike, and just I just watched those people and saw the work ethic that they had, and that they were, and things that they were willing to do, and things they just cut out of their life and said, I don't want to do this in order to be great. So that was definitely helped me. It was just kind of sit back and like, look, these guys are where I want to go. In order for me to get to where I want to go, I have to at least take some things from each person to, you know, move forward.
I'm curious about some of those former Penn State guys. There are a few guys that you probably played with, Saquon, Grant Haley, and, you know, there's also Coach Chaos is now with the Giants.
Yeah.
Would it be kind of cool for you to wind up with the Giants?
No, yeah, it definitely would see those familiar faces, you know, out there and just pushing each other, because Saquon and I, when I was at Penn State with him, it was just a lot of competition, like who's faster, who's this, who's that. So it was just, we just push each other, you know, kind of every day. So it would be fun to, you know, see those guys again.
So who is faster?
Oh, I'm fast. I tell them that every day. I'm faster than him.
Oh, I don't know if he wants to hear that. He's a pretty competitive guy.
Oh, no, I know he is. I tell him every time I talk to him, what's your 40? And he just says fast. I'm like, well, I'm faster.
So maybe we'll get you two guys out on the field someday, and we'll prove that.
Oh, for sure. I'm ready. I told him in college, so.
Oh, he backed down? He wouldn't do it?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. I don't know what year, but we were talking about it once.
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to ask him about that if you wind up with the Giants. So, let's actually talk about the whole, you know, getting a 40 time. You didn't have a combine invite. You're a smaller guy, I think, what, 5'9", about 175, 180, am I correct?
Yeah, about 173, 74, so yeah, about 175.
Okay, and so obviously a pro day, getting to talk to NFL scouts, you know, getting to show them how fast you are, all of that was important. And obviously with the situation going on, the James Madison pro day was canceled. NFL scouts aren't traveling. They're not holding any workouts. So how have you been approaching, you know, trying to get attention, trying to get some videos, trying to get something in front of NFL teams?
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting, but, you know, it kind of all worked out, obviously, you know, with the virus going around, a lot of things were canceled, but, you know, we still found a way to, you know, kind of get it done. Last Wednesday, I was actually down in Georgia kind of doing a pro day there. We filmed it. We had a former GM there, Ken. He was a GM for the Atlanta Falcons, and kind of just ran our – did a 40, did three cone, did everything about that. I mean, you could do at a pro day, but it was just everything was filmed. So I mean, it was I kind of liked the way it was, how we did it, from the circumstances that we were dealt. So I thought it was, you know, a really fun experience overall.
That I believe is former Atlanta Falcons GM Ken Herrock, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so what was the 40 time that Ken had you at, just so people know?
Ken had me at a 4.28.
That's pretty nice. Did you expect to run that fast?
I did. I wish I ran a little bit faster, but, you know, I did. During my training down at XPE in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that was the time I was pretty much running consistently.
Nice. And I would think that'll get some attention from NFL scouts and general managers.
Yeah, they – speed is, you know, a lot of my dad always told me, you know, speed is your best asset, and, you know, speed is something you can't teach. You either have it or you don't.
So give me a quick scouting report on yourself, on what you like to do, what you might bring to an NFL roster, to an NFL training camp, you know, if and when you get the opportunity. Just, you know, tell people what an NFL team is going to get.
You know, an NFL team, they're just going to get, you know, a team player, but as well as a, you know, a big play guy. Special teams, you know, in the punt return, kick return, as well as, you know, when I get my opportunity on offense, you know, just creating big plays, a guy that can, you know, take a bubble screen 95 into the house. So that's, you know, what I would tell teams and, you know, what they're going to get out of me.
Is it kind of difficult? I mean, this is looked at as a really, really deep wide receiver class. So obviously, you know, getting that pro day and getting that film, you know, is important. I mean, is it kind of a disadvantage for you, though, in such a deep class, you know, not being able to go and do 30-man visits and visit facilities and work out in front of NFL teams?
No, I don't. For me, I don't see it as a disadvantage. I kind of like, you know, the way I would say kind of everything went about, because, you know, I got more time to, you know, work on myself and make sure, you know, I'm in the top shape that I can be. Obviously, you know, they don't see me right now, but I didn't really see, you know, them canceling everything as, you know, a disadvantage for me, because, you know, my film, I feel like, you know, I did a really good job this year. I think that they can see that from my transition and pretty much the times that I did at pro day, or the pro day that I had, even though it was filmed and they weren't all there, there's some credibility there that it's not just my dad filming. So I feel like there's a lot of things that, you know, that we did with the cards that we were dealt that, you know, I don't feel like is a disadvantage.
All right. Hey, Brandon, I really appreciate you spending some time with me today. Best of luck to you. And if you wind up with the Giants, we're going to push for that Saquon versus Brandon 40-yard dash.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Our thanks to Brandon Polk for spending some time with us and sharing his story. Also, again, to Isaiah Coulter of Rhode Island. Good luck to both of those young men as they look forward to hopefully hearing their names called in the upcoming 2020 NFL Draft. Giants fans, thank you as always for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.